Yes, right. You better leave before someone changes their mind. Moving on to House Bill.
No, you didn't take me. I think I was.
House Bill 1200. House Bill 1200 requires certain format standard for real estate documents filed at the Register of Deeds.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rich Satgast, registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. This legislation, House Bill 1200, gets its history from, two places. One is from the Uniform Electronics Transaction Act, which this legislature passed last year. And out of that legislation was formed a task force that comprised of the public and private sectors dealing with real estate documents and real estate recording. The group was formed primarily to look at ways that South Dakota could use the legislation that was passed last year by the legislature. And as the group started looking at different forms of electronic transactions, and we were also looking at the national standards, there's a national group also that deals with standards for property records. The group started on a broad basis looking at ways that South Dakota could utilize that legislation. And as time went on, the group realized that we pretty much needed standards for real estate documents before we could get into any type of broad-based application. So this legislation does just that. It sets in motion, first of all, the size for paper, which would begin in 2004, from 8.5 by 14 to 8.5 by 11 for standard size paper. But beginning in July, the way that the current bill reads, it would also set in motion size for type font and what type of paper and what weight of paper, as well as margins on the paper. And then, if I may, Madam Chair, there is an amendment that I believe that Tom has that would delay the implementation date.
No, it was a different thing. But it's the same type paper.
Yes, it is for 1 year. It would delay the implementation date of the bill to July 1 of 2002. The 2004 implementation date for document size would still remain at 2004, but all the other standards would go into effect in July 2002. Now, this legislation does have in it on page 2, line 18 through line 20, that if a document does not conform to the standards, there is an additional $10 fee, which is a non-standard fee. The format standards did come from national standards. That's how they were based. And I think it was modeled after Minnesota legislation. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, I would ask someone to move Amendment 1200 FA.
So moved.
Senator Vitter, is there a second? Senator Olson seconded. We will hold the vote until we've had the rest of the testimony. Thank you. A proponent of House Bill 1200.
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Tom Adam. I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association. We have asked for the one-year delay. We were made aware of this legislation some weeks ago and didn't think too much about it. I'm an attorney in town, and we file a ton of paper with the local Register of Deeds, and most of our stuff is white. It's 8.5 by 11, and we can make appropriate margins. As I thought about this particular bill, which relates to real estate documents, I checked with a small local bank just to see if it could comply with this new bill easily. The answer is it cannot. This is an example of what this one particular bank uses for a 180-day real estate mortgage. It's 8.5 by 14, which would not be contrary to the statute until 2004. But it's not white, it's brown. Now, the bank didn't order brown paper, it just came that way. And this particular bank uses a form company. It's Bankers Systems, Inc., and most of our documents are form-driven. You push a button and it spins it out. We don't ask for it to look like this. This is just the way that it is. The bill also requires that second pages and thereafter have at least a one-inch margin. This particular document does not have a one-inch margin. You can see the red line, and so we can use the document. It would cost our customer an extra $10 to record it. What we're asking is to give us some time to adjust our equipment and to use these things up so that we can comply and without it costing us a lot of money to do a simple thing. We'd appreciate your favorable consideration of the bill with the amendment. If you have questions, I'd be happy to respond.
There are other proponents to House Bill 1200? Proponents?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jason Harris. I represent Dakota Homestead Title Insurance Company, which was a member of the task force that I believe that Rich talked about. We are also in support of this bill. We're also in support of this amendment. I apologize for any confusion that the amendment may create. Some of it's my fault because Tom was communicating with me and I wasn't necessarily communicating with him, but we do support the amendment and the delayed implementation.
Thank you. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1200? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1200? I will close testimony and ask for final disposition of House Bill 1200. Senator Reedy? We have a motion on the floor and a second on the pending amendment. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question of any of the sponsors. How does this differ from House Bill 1095, where we revised the size of plats to be filed with the Register of Deeds?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Rich Satgast, it excludes plats. So it's for all other property record documents except for plats.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. Senator Olson?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Unless I'm mistaken, 7915 deals with fees, and it talks in sub 1, line 13, page 1, about 7915 sub 7. I don't find one. I see it ending after 5, sub 5, so.
Madam Chair, Tom Adam with South Dakota Bank. I believe that is on line 11 on page 2 of the printed bill. It's sort of an obtuse reference, but I have the same question when I reviewed it, but I think that's where it's picked up.
Oh, thank you.
Is your question answered, Senator? Are there other questions on House Bill 1200? No, just the amendment. Okay. I'd entertain a motion. Senator Dietrich?
Yes, I'd move that we send this to the floor with a due pass.
Okay, it's been moved to a due pass on House Bill 1200. Is there a second? Senator Reedy, thank you. It's been moved and second to due pass House Bill 1200. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm.
Aye.
Consent? We try consent on this?
Sure. One? Why not? Is there a second?
Yeah.
Moved and seconded to put it on the consent calendar. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. House Bill 1200 will go to the floor on the consent calendar.